Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
In about 15 minutes, AJC's Dog Nation. He joins us every Tuesday. So coming out of that first break, we'll be with Griff. Jim Wilco down in Boca says, Bill, I am fully vaxxed, but I truly hope Coach Rolo sues Wazoo into being a junior college. Shameful. Yeah, and I admit, being out in Pullman, Washington and everything, I wasn't paying a whole lot of attention to the story. Matter of fact, I wasn't paying any attention to it until Pac-12 Dave brought it up to me on Saturday on their show. It just wasn't on my radar. I wasn't thinking about it. And I really didn't know what to think before all this went down, I didn't know whether he'd get fired or not. I'm not in tune with that group. So that news was news to me. It was fresh news to me. I did not know. But everybody's been hitting me up on it this morning. Buck was good. Yeah, Charles R. Buckle was good earlier. We talked about a bunch of the topics out there. What's interesting is transfer portal. He gone gateway-wise. Are we going to have a couple of names like Spencer Rattler and Emory Jones in there? You think that's an item? We don't really know. Now, Oklahoma's already made their move, and it worked out well. Caleb Williams got the start and played very well. So no disappointment there. And Anthony Richardson came in and led Florida to a bunch of scores. And I think Emory Jones, for the most part, has played well this year. At times, he's played better than well. Sometimes, he's been a little sporadic. But I think he's done a pretty good job. I just think Anthony Richardson is the better player. I don't think it's bad versus good. I think it's good versus better is what we're looking at with Emory Jones and Anthony Richardson. And Richardson looks like he's the better QB. We need more reps, but I think what we've seen to date, I think it's a fair assessment to say that. Now, what the coach is going to do remains to be seen. And Dan Mullen can be a very stubborn guy. And you know what? Maybe that's not stubbornness. Maybe he sees it a certain way and everybody else doesn't. That's possible too. Let me just warn you again. Dan Mullen is a difficult dude. I'm not saying that necessarily as a negative. It can come that way. But he is a difficult dude. And this guy has a lot of confidence in his abilities. He's been a good coach. He has. Dan Mullen's been a good coach. He's been a good developer of talent. He's a good X's and O's guy. He's very good with quarterbacks. That's a given. That is his, and he's earned it. But at Florida, there is a different level of personnel top to bottom that he just won't go get. Florida is not a place where you need to overachieve to a national championship. Florida is a place where you ought to be well coached, but you ought to stock it. You ought to stock your roster at Florida like Alabama does right now. Like Ohio State does right now. Like Georgia does right now. There is no reason for Florida not to stock that roster just like those teams do every year. There's no excuse other than you just don't do it. There's no reason for that. Johnny Vegas says, Bill, could Rattler go anywhere else but SMU? Well, I don't know. They've got, as you pointed out, a track record of taking quarterbacks and plugging them in and doing excellent with them. I think that's a pretty good thought. I don't know what Spencer Rattler's thinking. He's not even mentioned anything publicly. Now, his dad, they interviewed his dad. And I think it was on Twitter or something. And his dad said, look, we're just sifting through everything right now. And they didn't say anything negative about OU, or he just said, we've got decisions to make. I think he did mention after the season. I don't know specifically, but that's what I thought he said. But if you are Spencer Rattler and you go from Heisman front runner to not starting, and your draft attractiveness is in peril, then you've got to go somewhere and get your stats back up, right? Just saying. Just business. Says, Bill, why are people surprised the guy got fired for no vax as required by his school? Schools require all sorts of vaccinations to get in. Tennessee public schools require about 20. His choice to not do it is fine, but he knew the rule. Now he talks about, I'll give you an example. This might not be exactly what you were talking about, but my son, who's in dental school, had to get all kinds of vaccinations. I don't know all he went to, but it seemed like all the time he was heading to the doctor or something to get a vaccination. Not just COVID, but all kinds of stuff. And I don't know what they all are and all he had to do. But that's dental school, and that's the University of Louisville. But I think what Just Business is saying is that's relatively common. Now, I don't know any kind of vaccination. My kids go to Tennessee public schools. Are you talking about colleges or high schools? My kids aren't required to get any kind of vaccination. But I know of. Well, maybe they did, and I just don't know about it because Mama handles that stuff. I don't know. Maybe that's the reason. But and you know what? Just Business said, why are people surprised the guy got fired? Well, Maybe the better way to put it is, why are we in a situation where you're going to fire somebody about a vaccine? That's maybe my angle there. But that, I mean, it is the rule. I mean, your point is they make the rules and they will enforce the rules. I get that. No, I totally get that part. I just don't agree with it. I totally don't agree with it. But Pac-12, Dave said he was making, what, four-something million? Wow. 4 million. What would be the number where I would be convinced to give in to the man? I don't know. I don't know what the number would have to be. Maybe 100 million and I'll do it. How about that? Josh up in London, Ohio. Bill, Michigan forgot to get their anti-suck vaccine. Is that one free? Like, can I go to Walgreens today or a walk-in, like the Vanderbilt walk-in? Vanderbilt's got all these little satellite buildings everywhere. And called Vanderbilt Health, I guess, right? They're everywhere. And they do a good job. No, they do a good job. Can I just walk in and say, hey, I need a vaccine? And they say, oh, we've got it here for you, Mr. King. No. Not that one. I need an anti-suck vaccine. What shelf is that one on? Yeah, inject me. Do I need two of those and then a booster? Or how does this work? for my anti-suck. That was pretty good. Jeff 2 says, Bill, when a child starts kindergarten in Wilco, they have to provide evidence of vaccinations, polio, MMR, etc. You know, I didn't know that. I did not know that. Mama would know that. That's mama's category. That's not my category. The goat down on the Emerald Coast. Bill, there's some rumblings out there that a change at defensive coordinator for Florida, with Mullen actually making a change at quarterback in the second half, gives the GOAT hope Mullen will make changes that are necessary. Mullen's pretty stubborn now. Johnny Vegas says, Bill, does that mean Urban forgot to get his anti-lap dance shot? Here it comes, y'all. A whole new avenue, folks. Just business. Bill, Michelle took those kids to get the vax for you. Mine did too. The Tennessee Department of Health link shows all the vaccination requirements your kids got. You missed it, Bill. You owe her big.
I'll have to ask her.
Yeah, mama's out and about this morning, so I don't have access to Mama King to find out all that. All that she went through for the kids. Think about it. I've got 7, so that means she's gone through this many, many times with the kids. Josh, Bill, that anti-suck vaccine is on the same shelf as TTUN's last outright natty, which was 1948. Wow. So we've turned this thing into an anti-suck vaccine. So, look, and Griff will be with us here in about 3-4 minutes. If you take this, would it fix your team? For example, could Todd Grantham take this? Could Kerry Combs take this? Back in the day with Fulmer, could Randy Sanders take this? Hey, Doc, reach up there on that shelf and get me one of those anti-suck vaccines. I need 2. Can I take both right now, or do I have to wait like a month, like the others? Does it require a booster to keep it going? That's what I want to know. Now, is there a chance that with the anti-suck vaccine that you can still suck? You know, kind of like what's going on right now with the other thing? Like, what happens if you're guaranteed not to suck and it doesn't work? What do you do then? All right, Griff's coming up. Probably not going here with Griff on this one. Omni National Hotel.
Good morning. We're still looking at this multi-vehicle crash out here. It's got the interstate a mess. And I'm talking about 40 westbound near OHB coming through Hermitage. All that traffic behind it stuck trying to get in from Wilson County. Keep that in mind coming through Mount Juliet right now. Interstate's at a standstill. Hopefully they'll get it moving here in the next few minutes. But right now it's terrible on 40 westbound here in Old Hickory Boulevard over here in Hermitage, affecting all that traffic trying to get out of Wilson County. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar is home of the world famous cotton candy wine. Log on to GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. App, simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same-game parlays and exclusive always-on promotions. They even get your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. Such a range of betting options. Player props, futures, You can find it at FanDuel Sportsbook. And right now, bet on any game. FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back and if you don't win in your first bet. Site credit, no strings attached. Just place any bet you want. You win, keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in that site credit. If you never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, what are you waiting for? What a great, great deal this is. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started and be sure to sign up with promo code Greg P. FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Greg P.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
He's back and we've got him. The George Plaster Show.
Hold on, who is that person?
That was me. Open the bag of Cheetos.
Harry, how long have you been on radio in this market? At what moment do you think when you're doing a live bid, it's okay to open Cheetos on the air?
What in the hell?
Live, local, George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Sunshine, highs around 74. For tonight, partly cloudy, 50 degrees is the low. Wednesday, sunshine, high 77. Wednesday night, slight chance of showers, cloudy, otherwise low 62. Thursday, sunshine, high 76. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, this is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
If it's the P5, the G5, or a neutral site game in Council Bluffs, the Bill King Show has it covered.
Griff joins us Tuesdays. Mike Griffith with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution's Dog Nation. Very sound Georgia victory over the Kentucky Wildcats. Griff, you got to see them up close, and I'm sure you've seen them on TV. How good is Kentucky?
I think they're pretty good. I was impressed. I was impressed with the quarterback. I was impressed with the defense. Offensive line, Coach Stoops, you know, the 22-play drive at the end, and I know it upsets Georgia fans, but, hey, that's gutsy. I mean, that's gutsy, and that's Kentucky landing the final punch. I mean, Georgia got the decision, but, you know, that's supposed to be the best defense in the country, and they gave up a 22-play drive that lasted over 11 minutes, and, you know, that shows a lot of fight, and, you know, Kentucky is. I'm going to keep an eye on Kentucky, right? I'm not going to sit here and predict they're going to run the table and finish with one loss. But if they do, it'll be real interesting to see where they might end up.
Hoptown boy up in Kentucky, and you just touched on it a bit there. Ask Griff his thoughts on Will Levis on Saturday, and you just mentioned whether or not you thought they could go 11-1. You're going to keep an eye on him.
Yeah, I liked him a lot. I liked him a lot. And, you know, again. You know, just for perspective, and again, I'm not looking to, you know, upset Georgia fans, but there's work that needs to be done. Georgia's number one, but they're better with JT Daniels, and there's work that needs to be done. And, you know, Levis was the best quarterback on the field that day. I mean, you put him in the Georgia offense, and wow. And Stetson Bennett has done a nice job, but I've said this before. Maybe he could start at Vanderbilt, but there's really not any other programs he would start at. So what he's done at Georgia has been really, really good and impressive, but it has a lot to do with the people around him. And he's, like I said, he's done his part, you know, but I think to win a championship, I don't think you can have a bit player at quarterback. I don't think you can have a role player at quarterback. I think you need a playmaker to win a college football championship. And although Stetson plays the role well and operates the offense efficiently, you know, JT Daniels has so much arm talent and field vision. Georgia's just a different team when he's out there. I mean, the guy's 9-9 throwing on third down conversions. And I mean, that's pretty remarkable in SEC games.
Not an original conversation with us, Griff, but I want to revisit Brock Bowers. I don't know that I'm seeing a tight end anywhere play better than him right now in the receiving game.
Well, yeah, Brock's great. A lot of this is how Todd Monken uses him, right? Todd Monken is moving him around, creating matchups, you know, and Brock is doing his job catching the ball. He's got a nice burst after the catch. He's got deceptive speed. But a lot of this is how he's being used. I mean, a lot of this is, you know, the fact that he's the move tight end. You know, he's a guy that, you know, defenses are going to have to prioritize because of his ability to catch the ball and make yards after the catch. But, you know, this is kind of, he's kind of a byproduct of Todd Monken. And don't get me wrong, I do think Brock Bowers is a future NFL tight end and he's really good. But what you're really seeing is some really good play calling and scheming from Todd Monken.
What about health-wise, receivers, et cetera? Anything new there with Pickens in that group?
You know, Pickens had targeted the Florida game. I don't know if he'll be back in 2 weeks. That seems like an awful short amount of time, considering, you know, that he had the injury March 15th, right? Right. We're talking that'd be, what, 7.5 months? Boy, that seems awful optimistic, even as well as this has gone. And everything has gone well. And I've seen George Pickens run routes in practice, a couple practices. He looks good. He looks fleet. Just the way he's built, you know, he's not a heavy-legged guy. It doesn't look like there's a whole lot of pressure on his legs. He's so fluid. You know, but this is something they need to be careful with. So I don't know. I'd say he's still, you know, questionable at best. At best, questionable. You know, Blaylock just didn't look good when I watched him practice. I mean, you know, the guy had a knee and was out a year and then a hamstring and just doesn't look good. Just doesn't look good. No other way to say it. Yeah, Jermaine Burton is a guy that came in with a lot of hype, and it just really hasn't lived up to it. He's been injury-prone. He's had his moments. He had the big 200-yard, 196-yard game against Mississippi State. But other than that, not much else. He just kind of pops up every now and then. You know, Ladd McConkey has kind of moved past him. You know, the three-star guy that was begging to go to Tennessee. The family grew up loving Tennessee, you know, visited, that could not get a scholarship offer from Tennessee. Only scholarship, a major scholarship offer he had was Georgia, and he just turned out to be unbelievable. You know, that's one Jeremy Pruitt, really bit Jeremy Pruitt when Pruitt wouldn't offer him a scholarship. And McConkey's been huge. He's dynamic, a great route runner. Looking forward to seeing more from him. Marcus Rosemary-Jack Saint was a high-profile guy out of St. Thomas Aquinas. You know, he broke the ankle last year against Florida. He's been banged up this year, had an ankle. But again, Adonai Mitchell, another guy from Tennessee, the lowly recruited guy that, you know, Kirby and Georgia found. And AD has been a key over there at the X. He continues to emerge, another freshman, three-star, that, you know, is really making waves for Georgia. So they're a little banged up in the receiving corps, some of the high-profile guys we talked about aren't on the field. You know, but those three-star guys, McConkey and Adonai Mitchell, and you mentioned Brock Bowers, Darnell Washington just got back, the 6'7", 280 tight end. I don't know if you saw him jump over that guy, but that's just the beginning. He's a special player.
West Coast Sooner out in Los Angeles. Bill, ask Griff if JT gets his job back.
If he's healthy, I think he does. I mean, you know, JT's got to get healthy. You know, he's got to, you know, be able to get the ball downfield and pain-free. And so far, so good, but they're bringing him along. It's going to take time. It'll be a game-time thing. I don't think Kirby's going to show his hand, but when JT's healthy, he's unbelievable. I mean, you know, all he's done is win, right? I mean, the guy came in last year and threw for 400 yards, and he hadn't played in a year and a half. If JT doesn't play in that game against Mississippi State that night, they lose. Stetson Bennett ain't beating that Mississippi State team. And, you know, then he put on a show against Missouri. Cincinnati was good. They still are good. We saw this game, 1-2. We saw Georgia-Cincinnati. That was a legit football game. Both teams were missing a couple guys. Cincinnati was good, man. Their defense was rugged. Their run game, the quarterback, even though Georgia sacked him 9 times, Des Ritter made some nice plays. JT won it with a 2-minute drive and then a 54-yard field goal. So, you know, that was, you know, no, JT's the dude, man. I mean, he ain't been beat yet, and he just, Georgia's a different team with him on the field. They're that explosive, dynamic offense. When you've got a guy that can go to the line and read the defense and get you in the right play every time, that's tough to beat.
Steven down in Baton Rouge says, Bill, ask Griff, can Stetson Bennett lead Georgia over Alabama in the SEC championship game?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that he'll have to. I mean, I guess if we play out a hypothetical, I mean, is Bryce Young still the quarterback at Alabama? I mean, if we're going to say JT's injured, is Bryce Young injured? Is Will Anderson injured? You know, I don't know the injury statuses of the team. You know, if they play tomorrow, you know, with Stetson Bennett at quarterback and Alabama, are we talking about the Alabama that beat Mississippi State or the one that laid down against Texas A&M, right? I mean, they're two – Alabama is such a Jekyll and Hyde team. I mean, they should have gotten beat at Florida. You know, they looked great in the first quarter and then didn't look anything like the Alabama I know the last three quarters down there. And they lose to A&M and give up 41 points to an A&M team that scored 10 against Colorado and lost to Mississippi State and lost to Arkansas. You know, but then, you know, Alabama looked great against Mississippi State. So that's a tough one because I guess I would just say it just depends on which Alabama showed up.
Griff, your thoughts on the LSU now opening?
Yeah, I said that the LSU Auburn loser a couple weeks ago would be looking for a new coach, and you know, Ed Orgeron, there's just been so much off the field stuff, and when you're not winning, that all catches up to you fast. So Michigan State fans won't like to hear this, but Mel Tucker is the guy for that job, and he would leave. I mean, that's one of the three or four jobs Mel would leave Michigan State for. It's a great coaching position in the sense that it's a talent-rich state where you really don't have to compete with anyone in state. There's only a few of those jobs out there. Georgia's one. Ohio State is one that comes to mind. And that's the kind of job Mel is interested in. Michigan State's going great. They're 7-0, but sustaining success there with that program is really difficult. Michigan has so many more resources. It's amazing Harbaugh hasn't won the East Division. Hasn't won the East Division and even played in a Big Ten title game yet. I mean, that's just amazing to me. But Michigan has so many more resources. They've got the proximity to Detroit. The media does give Michigan favorable coverage in that state. I've worked in that state. I know this. There's a lot of denial. They call it the blue wall up there. It's real, right? And it makes sense because, 75% of the fans in that state are Michigan. So guess where the coverage is going to go? It's more lopsided than Alabama-Auburn, right? And you know, you're geographically, you're somewhat limited. You're really not a crossroads for anyone. You know, just ever happen to go through East Lansing. You got to go through it on purpose. And, you know, you got to pass, you know, a lot of great recruits have to fly over Notre Dame's campus, Wisconsin's campus, Ohio State's campus, to get to Michigan State. You know, Spartans have a great chip on their shoulder, I think. I think there's something about the culture there, but it's a tough gig. And Mel Tucker's not going to win a national championship there. He could win a national championship at LSU.
You think he's a top target for them?
No question.
Yeah. That came up yesterday. So he's in his second year at Michigan State, so that would mean he – 1 year at Colorado, two in East Lansing, and then to Baton Rouge. But look, if you're at Michigan State and LSU calls, you got to go. You got to go.
I mean, it'd be, you know, someone said on Twitter, it'd be his third job in 4 years. I said, yeah, you know who else got their third job in 4 years? Nick Saban at Alabama in 2007. Worked out pretty well for him. No, I mean, look, he would have to go. And like I said, I mean, I like what Tucker's brought. Hey, look, Philip Fulmer interviewed him for the Tennessee job. If we could do the what if machine, what if Philip Fulmer hires Mel Tucker at Tennessee a couple years ago? Where what are we talking about today? I bet we're not talking about a lot. I mean, listen, I'm not going to hold it against Josh Heupel because this is his first year. But if this is year three for Mel Tucker, or what would it be, year four for Mel Tucker at Tennessee? I bet they ain't losing Ole Miss. I'll tell you that. Mel Tucker is a heck of a football coach, and I've had a chance to get to know him and interview him more than once and kind of get inside his head. And, you know, this guy is legit, okay? He's got a plan. You just look at who he's coached under, how well he's prepared for this. In the NFL, in the college level, Tressel, D'Antonio, Kirby, Saban. I mean, this guy has been on some great staffs. He's coached at the NFL level. He's had interim opportunities. You know, Mel is at a really, really good place. And I know Michigan State wants to keep him, but good luck. Because this guy's star is shining brightly.
Griff joins us every Tuesday. Mike Griffith with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution's Dog Nation. You told us last week you gave Tennessee a shot against Alabama. Do you stand by that?
No, not after what happened Saturday night. Just devastating, disappointing loss. You know, the quarterback injured. You know, look, you needed to beat Ole Miss and have some steam.
Right.
And you needed Alabama, you know, to not recover as well as they recovered. We didn't know how Alabama was going to come out of the tunnel at Mississippi State, you know, after getting beat by A&M. You know, that was a defining moment for Alabama. So that prediction was based on as much Alabama potentially being staggered. The way Alabama recovered, I don't even know that I'd pick Georgia to beat them right now with Stetson Bennett. I mean, we had that discussion earlier. I think JT Daniels would beat them. I'm not sure about Stetson right now. In fact, I don't know if I'd pick anybody to beat Alabama right now other than Georgia, in Tuscaloosa particularly. You know, but the way that game, that's devastating. Listen, the league's got to do something about this rule. I mean, Ole Miss exploiting it. And let me say this. I want to be very clear on this. I do not condone or justify what happened at the end of the game in Knoxville. Okay, I don't condone or justify it, but I can explain it. And part of it is alcohol sales in a sold-out night game. Okay, that is part of it. It is. You can't help it. You see the videos, people fighting after games, are usually drunk idiots. I'm not saying that there aren't sober idiots, too, but alcohol lowers the inhibitions. I mean, there's scientific data that when people drink, you know, bad things have a higher tendency of happening, okay? Poor judgment, decision-making, okay? So that's part of it, but that's not it. Lane Kiffin provoked this, and I'm not just talking about leaving Tennessee in a lurch and chasing away Taj Boyd, who was committed, who became a legendary player at Clemson, or chasing away Bryce Petty, who was also committed to Tennessee, who became a legendary player at Baylor. You know, Lane, the quarterback guru, ditched two of the greatest recruiting quarterbacks that Tennessee had, got him to decommit, which is horrible. You know, then he goes 7-6. The school's put in probation under investigation for 3 years after he's left. I mean, this guy did more damage in 1 year than any coach I can think of at an SEC school. In 1 year, look at what happened. Not to mention just that he was a jerk in the community. I mean, there's stories in Knoxville about Lane Kiffin that you can hear them. They're true, all right? They're true stories. He was immature and he was a jerk, and he damaged the football program. So it wasn't like we didn't already know there was going to be some hard feelings. But then on top of it, Kiffin provoked the Tennessee fan base all week long. He was on Twitter. He was trolling all week. And then he walks in the stadium like, oh, poor me. And somehow ESPN spins this into Lane Kiffin the victim. I mean, this is bullshit. It's bull, man. I mean, this is some really bad narrative going down. This is a guy that screwed up a football program. Then he trolled him all week on social media. And then the SEC officials, you know, we watched, you know, Ole Miss guys playing dead all night, which I can't say that all of them were faking it. But if we're going to be honest, we know some of them probably were. And then you get some tough calls, right? The whistle goes against you in your home stadium. And again, not justifying it, not condoning it. But my goodness, can you just give the Tennessee fans a daggone break? And it's not all of them, by the way. There was some of the idiots that did that. But let's not just jump all over that whole fan base. What happened was unfortunate, but Lane Kiffin was not without fault, and it's ridiculous for people to allow that narrative to proceed that he's somehow the victim. He's not.
Griff, we'll see you next Tuesday. Appreciate the minutes there. Yeah, he almost dropped the BS bomb. Did you hear that? He caught himself, though. No, he caught himself. All right, we'll get the break. I know some of you will have something to say when we come back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. It's looking much better than it was an hour ago on 40 westbound. As you come down the interstate here at OHB, trying to get through the Hermitage area from that earlier crash that really jammed it up for folks trying to get in from Wilson County. It's a crash being cleared at Frisk Boulevard at Central Pike that also is in Hermitage. 100 block of Thompson Lane. That wreck does have some injuries. Got traffic tied up pretty good. 500 block of Hospital Drive that's over Neely's Bend. That's still blocked. Oktoberfest at Obrey Gatlinburg going on now through the end of the month. Log on to obreygatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Think you might have ED? Not sure? Well, we'd like to let you in on a little secret. ED is common. About 40% of men experience ED by age 40. But the solution is simple. Find it at 4hims.com.
I didn't have to talk to a doctor in person. There was no copay, and the medication was shipped right to my door in discreet packaging.
Hims took care of it, fast and easy. Now our love life is better than ever.
Get access to doctors online who can prescribe you FDA-approved ED medication if appropriate. The same active ingredient as name brands, but 90% cheaper. Skip the waiting rooms and pharmacy lines. Get a free medical consultation and rise to the occasion or your money back. Go to 4hims.com/joy to get your first visit free. No copay required. The only way to get this special offer is to go to 4hims.com/joy. FORHIMS.com/JOY.
Hello, this is Greg Pogue. The first time I met Tim Leeper, owner of Tim Leeper Roofing, I didn't know I needed a roof on my home, but I recalled meeting Tim as a huge supporter of Hope Hines' annual charity golf tournament, and upon further research at TimLeeperRoofing.com, that his long-based Mid-State company was a former recipient of Roofing Contractor of the Year in Tennessee. Now in these trying times, we all should seek a comfort level personally and professionally. So if you have roofing issues, either residential or commercial, I recommend Tim Leeper Roofing. Please give them a visit at TimLeeperRoofing.com.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
Hello, I'm Greg Pogue.
I'm Craig Ladd.
And I'm Coach Bubba Spear.
Listen each Saturday morning at 8 for the 10th season of Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb.
Every Saturday, we will get you up to date on all the scores, shine a spotlight on one of the area's top players and his coach, feature a Prep Legend of the Week, and get you set for the upcoming week.
Prep Football Talk, also brought to you by the U.S. Army, Gary Force Acura, Tim Leeper Roofing, Valentino's Restaurante, Goggin Cold Hall, the Nashville Scene, and Sam's Sports Grill and Sam's Place.
That's every Saturday morning at 8 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
Got biscuits? Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel does, and Bill King loves them all.
Josh, up in London. Bill, did Griff just drop the BS bomb? No, he caught himself. Patton, he caught himself, Patton. Were you listening? Did you hear that? I didn't think he said it. Yeah. He did not say it, y'all. He did not say it. We have the audio. Now, he almost did. He walked right up to the line and almost crossed it, but he didn't. Clyde on Twitter. Bill, I see that Griff didn't get his anti-suck shot before the call. A few more here. Stetson Fromm is a very big Georgia fan. Again, check that name. Stetson Fromm. Stetson Bennett, Jake Fromm. Just in case you need translation. Stetson Fromm says, Bill, there are several suck variants out there. Better watch out. Allen in Tampa. Bill, I got my anti-Gators vaccine. This has started a brand new stream of jokes. Wow. Now, I knew this was going to happen. When Griff went in on the Tennessee game and Baby Kiff has basically been taunting them, and he left them in the middle of the night, and he's been on Twitter, and he's antagonized. I knew that would get to people. I knew it. I was waiting on it. That's why I went there. I didn't quite know what he would say, but I knew he would have a Tennessee angle on it. And that's why I went there on that one. Yeah, I knew what I was doing, y'all. Hoptown boy, Griff dropping BS bombs. He did not say it. He got close. Getting close isn't the same. Karen says, Bill, everybody can cuss on your show but me. Karen got, now this was a Crazy Charlie did this. And Karen and Crazy Charlie got into it. And how long did, was it a week or was it a month or was it 2 weeks or I don't remember. We were at a golf outing. Karen called in and she was just talking about whatever. I don't remember the topic. And she used the S word. And Crazy Charlie got mad and we had a snit. But we call this the Karen rule. I mean, we could do that if we wanted to. Larry up in North Carolina. Bill, I've got a huge problem with Mel Tucker at LSU. Track record is pretty suspect. At Colorado for one season, they were terrible on offense. First season at Michigan State, terrible on offense. His teams were crap when running the ball. This is only his first season looking good. Tell you what, he's got a pretty happy resume right now, Mel Tucker does, based on this year. You're right. He's got a running back who's running up and down the field. They're a physical, well-coached, good-looking football team. Karen, Mike is the softest beat writer on the planet. He should cover synchronized swimming. That's probably more his speed, she says. Gary Joe Collins up in Tim Couch country. Bill, could we give a triple dose of anti-suck vaccine to that Looney Tune in Murfreesboro? Asking for the audience. He got in earlier. If you missed it, he got in earlier, right up against the break. He might have gotten 60 seconds in. Took a shot at Georgia Dog. He always is taking somebody in the audience. Sometimes it's me. Yeah, sometimes he comes after me. Tabs. Bill, he's a one-trick pony. I think he does it to cover up for his lack of information and knowledge. Talk about oh, my goodness. Tell you what, Jim, just hang tight, if you can, down in Jupiter. I'll get you after the break. That way we'll have a little bit of time. I am actually surprised that – did we hear from the Cosby Cattleman yesterday, Patton? I don't think we've heard from him yet. And again, he told us last week before that game, that Tennessee Ole Miss game, he was for Baby Kiff. But I'm wondering the way everything went down, that might have gotten to him a little bit. Maybe that mustard bottle was the Cosby Cattleman's. Even though he says that's not the way he sneaks Dickel in there. He puts him in his boots. Cosby Cattleman wears those really fancy cowboy boots, and he shoves the Dickel airplane bottles down the side. Sneaks those in that way. Well, I don't know that he is the type that would do a mustard bottle. Karen says he did say, I don't think he did. Yeah, I don't think he did. We'll have to go back. I may go back and review the tape after the show. Because this is going to be controversial. She says that he said it. I don't think I'm positive he stopped himself. But again, we'll look. The tape don't lie. Whoever's right will be exonerated here. The tape won't lie. I'll go back. Patton, you haven't posted his interview yet, have you? Do you know exactly where it was, though, on the tape? Okay, well, can we? We'll play it when we come back, okay? That's what we'll do. Okay. So he's already queued it up. We are going to reveal the truth here. I say he didn't say it. Others, Karen included, are saying he did say it. We'll find out. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. It's looking much better than it was an hour ago on 40 westbound. As you come down the interstate here at OHB, trying to get through the Hermitage area from that earlier crash that really jammed it up for folks trying to get in from Wilson County. It's a crash being cleared at Frist Boulevard at Central Pike that also is in Hermitage. 100 block of Thompson Lane. That wreck does have some injuries. Got traffic tied up pretty good. 500 block of Hospital Drive that's over Neely's Bend. That's still blocked. Oktoberfest at Obrey Gatlinburg going on now through the end of the month. Log on to obreygatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar four or more times a day and inject insulin three or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-915-3052. 800-915-3052. 800-915-3052. That's 800-915-3052.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Sunshine, highs around 74. For tonight, partly cloudy, 50 degrees is the low. Wednesday, sunshine, high 77. Wednesday night, slight chance of showers, cloudy, otherwise low 62. Thursday, sunshine, high 76. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, this is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Music City Todd approved. The Bill King Show.
All right, we've got an issue here. Griff was with us, said a bunch of stuff, as he always does. I'm good with that. I want Griff to be Griff. But the audience is saying that he actually said the word BS. I thought he stopped himself. Patton says he stopped himself. Others in the audience are saying, no, Bill, he said it. So, Patton, you've got the audio. Hit it.
But then on top of it, Kiffin provoked the Tennessee fan base all week long. He was on Twitter. He was trolling all week. And then he walks in the stadium like, oh, poor me. And somehow ESPN spins this into Lane Kiffin the victim. I mean, this is bullshit. It's bull, man.
I don't think he said it. He might have gotten the SH part. Patton, can you just hit that last part again? Cue us up.
Or me. And somehow ESPN spins this into Lane Kiffin the victim. I mean, this is bullshit. It's bull, man.
I don't think he said it. Patton, have you changed your mind at all? All right, one more. Just one more. Let's do it one more time. Just so everybody. Now get close, everybody. Use your best hearing. Go.
ESPN spins this into Lane Kiffin the victim. I mean, this is bullshit. it's bull, man.
He didn't say it. No, I'm the judge. He did not say it. Now, he came close. No. I'm not saying he didn't go real. I don't know if you can cut it any tighter than that. I don't know that you can, but I think, I don't think. He caught himself there. Jim, are you still up? Jim and Jupiter.
Yeah, he caught himself, Bill. It sounded like you guys blocked it, but it was live, so he caught himself and stopped. Just
No. He caught himself. That was not a delay mechanism of some sort, no.
Yeah. I didn't call about Griff, but seriously, I know you're respectful to your guest, but sometimes you got to call him out for his BS. Did you hear what he said? He said that the loser of the Auburn-LSU game, that coach would be fired this year. In what world does Griff live in that he thinks that if Auburn lost, that Brian Harsin would have been fired?
I'll let that go.
He's a moron.
Yeah, I don't know. My immediate thinking was, is he sure he said that? Is he?
Oh, he said. I don't know. I don't even want to talk about him. He gets my blood boiling.
But hey, Jim, that's the point. That's the point of Griffin.
Well, I know why you have him on. I mean, that's the whole point. It's why you have JIB on. I get it. I mean, you know, you need a villain. But anyway, I was on the boat, so I didn't get to see the Florida game. But apparently, LSU just kept running a counter play, and just Grantham's defense couldn't stop. Is that what happened there in the game?
That was a very effective play, and the reason one of the reasons why the running back went for like 285 in the game.
I mean, that has got to be maddening for Gator fans, because you know, 2 weeks ago LSU couldn't even run the ball against air, you know. And Grantham didn't make the adjustments. And I'm very, like, I know we had that situation. Mark Stoops played the Gators in 2012. You talk about this game a lot. And they just took our manhood. And we just, you know, we didn't make any adjustments and let them run on us. They couldn't throw. And that's just got to be maddening for Gator fans. But I will say, as much as I hate the Gators, you know, you can always change out coordinators and get new staff. If you recall, Jimbo, the year we won in 2013, he lost Stoops, he lost Eddie Grand, he lost James Coley, he lost our defensive end guy. I mean, you know, but the change has to be made. And it's, will Mullen make it? I think he makes it, because, I mean, Mullen now, he's on the hot seat coming into 2022. So Grantham's got to go and see what can happen. But I'll tell you right now, I've never felt that Mullen can win a national title. Their problem is recruiting. You have the best recruiter in the country in Brewster, and you still can't recruit at Florida. That's messed up.
He's elite. You're right.
Yeah. I mean, that's messed up. So you got to be able to do both. You can't just be, oh, I'm going to coach him up, or I'm going to, you know, or you're going to be how Kirby's been. I'm going to get all the players, but not coach them up. You got to do both. And that's what the Gators are looking at right now. But anyway, oh, to Jim Wilco, hey, man, I was just kidding with you. Boca's okay. I just don't like it because there's a lot of New Yorkers there. And, you know, there's New Yorkers all over Florida, but, you know, it's pretty much New York South, and, you know, I don't know. I couldn't live south of West Palm Beach. I actually live in Wellington, the best city in South Florida. All right, Bill, you take care.
Appreciate it, Jim. Major moves in West Virginia. Bill, that was a check swing. Griff did not go around. I totally agree. Griff did not complete it. Now, he almost did, but almost doesn't count. You can't be almost pregnant, right? You're either pregnant or you're not. Now, I wouldn't know, but all the females out there could tell us, right? My wife could tell you. She had seven. Actually, what would that be? Six, because the girls are twins. But you know what I mean. She had seven kids. I'm talking about pregnancies. You can't be almost pregnant, right? So Griff did not complete the deed. Now, Josh brings up Yipsey Tyree when he was on, said it twice. He said the S-bomb twice. That is true. That did happen. Who? There was somebody else who did around that same time period. We had a problem. I don't remember. At Patton underscore Cook, and I haven't even looked at the markets. I know Tesla's been running hot, y'all. It's running hot. You shorting these days, you are crazy. You're cray-cray. You're like what some of you accuse Griff of being. You're cray-cray. Don't do it. Lodge Pop.